At this time, we will convene a public comment session. The procedure of the board allow for a public comment session during each meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what speakers have to say and ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speaker will be happy to avail him or herself outside of the board meeting for questions and answers as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we have guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from them. Our first speaker is Mr. Brent Barron.
Good morning. I want to thank the Board of Trustees for the opportunity to allow me to address them this morning. I'm here before you this morning regarding a matter that is of deep concern to me and several other parents of students at the university. It is the matter regarding the release of information regarding alleged sexual assaults that occur at campus fraternities. In the past, as a parent, I have received email notices from the university regarding alleged sexual assaults that have occurred on campus, but because of privacy concerns, the locations of those assaults have remained undisclosed. This failure to disclose specific details regarding the location of any individual incident has permitted an aura of protection to exist for the unnamed fraternity while doing nothing to warn others of the dangers that have occurred there. I understand the university has a duty to protect the rights of the individuals involved in any alleged incident, and that those individuals will have their cases fully investigated and the decision to charge them with any crime or academic or administrative discipline will be left up to other officials of the university or Champaign State's attorney. My concern, which brought me here today, is how the university deals with the fraternity themselves. To date, the fraternities have remained relatively anonymous in these incidents, and the fact that these incidents keep occurring has not changed. As a parent of a student, I have received a generic email notifying me that an incident has occurred, an admonishment that students should be vigilant of their situations and surroundings they are in, an advisory that drugs and alcohol may impair a person's judgment, and finally a request by the university that as the parent of a student that I should remind them not to put themselves in that situation in the first place. The one thing that I do not receive is the name of the fraternity involved. Now I ask you as a parent, how can I intercede in what my child does when I have no idea where an incident may have allegedly occurred? All I can do is say, stay away from frat parties and be careful when you go out to any given function. That's it. If I was at least warned, or better yet, the student population here was warned that an incident occurred at a specific fraternity, then the students could make their own decisions beforehand whether they wanted to attend any function at that house. It might also change some behaviors by the members of the Greek system to clean up their own acts. I am asking the board to direct the university to change its policy on not naming publicly fraternities where alleged sexual assaults have occurred. Furthermore, I am requesting that the university put the fraternities on campus on notice that incidents of sexual assault will not be tolerated, and that finally the university pursue revocation of a fraternity's charter for repeated incidents. Thank you again for allowing me the opportunity to speak today regarding this matter, and I request that my written statement be entered into your written record of today's meeting. I have attached to my statement 3 copies of emails I've received regarding sexual assaults that have occurred at fraternities, and 1 regarding an assault that occurred in the campus area. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak before you today.
Thank you, Mr. Barron.
Oh, I think I knocked out your thing here. Sorry.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to call on Mr. Kendall Brooks.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair and the gracious board. Before I speak, I would like to ask, can you yield me the right time, because I am a young student and speaking in front of a board of this excellence is really, you know, it's kind of challenging for me. So is it okay if you yield me more time if I go over to get my point across as a student from this university.
Yeah, as long as you're within, not we got a lot of other business to, but we'll be lenient.
Thank you.
Please proceed.
Okay, as I'm, please don't start my time yet. Let me pull up my thing. I'm sorry. Okay, my name is Kendall Brooks. I am a student at the University of Illinois. I just recently was elected to be a student senator next year, which is great. And the organization that had a demonstration today was the Black United Front, which is an organization composed of many black orgs to deal with problems that the black students face. And I would just like to touch on some history of our university. We are celebrating our 150th year anniversary, and I would like to state that we have made progress, but as a student of color on this campus, I would like to say that some of this progress is moving at a speed that is really discomforting for me. For example, in 1968, the black population was 568 students. In this incoming freshman class, my freshman class was 548. I would like to push the comment that our incoming class is less than a class that was in the 60s. That should really hit home. And I just want to highlight the lack of progress the university has made. In the 60s, a Project 500 was made by black students who started a coalition on campus. And their goals was to seek 500 black students for each incoming black class. And this goal was actually met for a couple years, but it slowly stopped. In some years, you would hit that mark, and some years you won't. I would like to state that in Illinois, we do have black students that are capable of getting into this university. And if someone believes that black students are not able to get into a university as this stature, we can debate all day, because I would love to talk to you about a conversation about that. And I would just like to highlight about some statistics. While black students make up almost 18% of Illinois public school systems, we don't even make up 6% of Illinois, the University of Urbana-Champaign. And that is a concerning factor, because I come to this university and it claims to me that it's inclusive. And me as a black student, I look at my board for action in my university. So I just want to explain that the students who came in today, they were pushing a program that they have made up all together called Project 1000, which is a recruitment and retention plan to bring a steady increase of black students onto this campus. And I believe that this program will actually better black futures, because at the end of the day, if you fund black futures, they can bring that wealth to their kids and bring an alumni system back to our university. Because one day I would want to have my kids go to this university and give back funds and make scholarships for this university. Because I do believe that I am an alumni, just as many of you guys here. And I would like to say that demonstrations have happened in the past in this university, even in the Union before in the 60s, when black students were demonstrating because they could not have proper housing on campus. We do celebrate our history with our 150 years, but we do have to look at the history that we kind of neglect sometime. And I know that the university has continued to further inclusion on campus, but I would like to post a concern of me. I am a student from the Access Achievement Program, which is a program on campus that helps students like me succeed. And the thing is, when I see a bake sale on the quad saying that I shouldn't go here, it really affects me. And I believe that is part of our policy to not have a certain group on campus feel unwanted. I'm sorry that I'm really kind of shaky here, because you guys are a very excellent crowd and I don't really get to speak like this in front of people. So, yeah, I would like to highlight that certain students on campus want change, and students like me, we get involved into our political system and our organizations on campus. And the thing is, sometimes we do need a wake-up call to see that this is a problem that we all still face. And I would love to have conversations about affirmative action. I love to have conversations about Project 1000. I like to have conversations about Black problems on campus, and even problems evolving all aspects of the university. Thank you for yielding your time to me, and I really appreciate having the opportunity to speak in front of you guys today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brooks.